Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Chicago's walking man continues to make progress in his recovery after being set on fire and nearly losing his life.
Doctors at Stroger Hospital say Joseph Cromelis is now listed in fair condition. Admitted May 25th in critical condition immediately following the attack as he slept on North Lower Wabash near Trump Tower. Cromelis was burned over more than half his body when he was doused with gasoline and set on fire. At the time, doctors say he would be unable to recover from his injuries. 27-year-old Joseph Guardia has been charged with the attack. Prosecutors say he's offered no motive for the incident other than to say he is an angry person. He's charged with attempted murder. Bob Conway, 105.9 WBBM.
The city's moving ahead with more safety measures designed to keep pedestrians safe.
In addition to the protected bike lane improvements, the Chicago Department of Transportation is now also prioritizing crosswalk safety.
We're on pace to install over 1,000 pedestrian safety improvements in Chicago, all across the city. That's those wider turn angles, bump outs, those pedestrian refuge islands.
CDOT Commissioner Gia Biagi breaking ground for a new streetscape project in Lakeview, where Lincoln, Ashland, and Belmont converge, a project that had been in the works since 2008.
We're not waiting for the federal government money to come. We know it's coming, but that takes a little longer. This is local money where the city council and the mayor said, we're going to go, we're going to get these projects done. And that's how we are able to pull off things like this.
Brandon Eisen, 105.9 WBBM.
Kane County Coroner Rob Russell has reunited the remains of five people which had been unclaimed with their family or friends. Russell says his office had 40 cremated remains that were never claimed by anyone. He says after their efforts to identify them failed, the names of the deceased were published. He says that led to two of the remains being claimed by family members while friends or acquaintances claimed the other three.
Each and every life that's out there has value, no matter what they've done or what they've encountered or experienced. And for me, it's very personally satisfying knowing that each and every life I've at least tried to give them the dignity that they deserved.
Russell says the 35 sets of remains that were not claimed were interred at a St. Charles cemetery following a memorial service.
The overflow commuter parking lot in Geneva now closed indefinitely as the Union Pacific Railroad prepares for a project to add a third set of tracks between Peck Road and West Chicago. Once it starts, the work will also require the temporary closure of the Western Avenue and 3rd Street grade crossings, as well as the Route 31 underpass to traffic. Officials say the closures will be staggered, so only one crossing will be affected at a given time. The project is expected to start next year and take up to 2 years to complete.
Replicas of NASA's Mars rover and Ingenuity helicopter are on display at Chicago's Adler Planetarium. NASA's Joe Williams says people are surprised at the rover's size. It's as big as a car and has six wheels and weighs 2,200 pounds. He says the exhibit is a great way to bring space and science to the public.
This is one of the stops on our Roving with Perseverance tour, where we're sending full-scale models of both Perseverance and the helicopter Ingenuity out to various museums across the country and just kind of sharing the Perseverance and Ingenuity story with the general public.
Williams says the replica models give patrons a closer look at the size and scope of technology.
Now, sports. Here's Josh Liss.
Hi, good morning. College sports first Coast to Coast mega conference is the Big Ten, voting unanimously to add UCLA and USC in just a couple of years, 2024. But both California schools did apply to join the Big Ten and have been accepted. The conference stretches from 14 to 16 teams. NBA free agency. The negotiating period is open. Signings will be next week. The Bulls have agreed to a free agent move with Andre Drummond, reported two-year deal, $6.6 million, second-year player option. And the Bulls are still very hopeful to re-sign Zach LaVine. Kevin Durant's requested a trade out of Brooklyn. Patrick Wisdom leads a 23-hit Cubs attack, a season high in hits. In a 15-7 rout of the Reds, Wisdom goes 3-for-3, hits two home runs, including a grand slam, six RBIs. Christopher Morel, the new outfielder, 5-for-5 with a homer. Outfielder Narciso Crook in his major league debut adds a ribby double for winner Kyle Hendricks. The Cubs host Boston today at 1:20. You'll listen on 670, The Score, to the Cubs and Red Sox. Four games under 500, 5.5 games out of first place. The White Sox hit San Francisco for a series opener late tonight. Lance Lynn will pitch. I'm the home of the Bears. I'm Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police are looking for a suspect in the shooting of five people. It happened in the downtown area overnight. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya with the latest.
Police say five men were walking out of a business in the 400 block of South Wells at 1:45 this morning when they got into a verbal fight with someone they didn't know. The stranger decided to end the argument with a gun, and that left two men dead and three others wounded. The dead included a 29-year-old man who was shot in the head and a 26-year-old man shot in the chest. Those who were wounded included a 29-year-old, a 35-year-old, and a male whose age was unknown. Bernie Tafoya, 105.9 WBBM.
Indiana residents 18 and over can now carry handguns in public without a permit, with some exceptions. The repeal of the state's permit law is now in effect.
Permitless carry, lawful carry, or constitutional carry, as some supporters have called this, was championed by Republican lawmakers, including Senator Eric Cook.
Lawful carry gives criminals a reason to fear that any potential victim could be armed.
As of March, state police records show that 1.2 million Indiana residents had gun permits. The state police superintendent, Doug Carter, was a vocal opponent of the legislation. He told lawmakers during debate, "If you support this bill, you will not be supporting us." Those with felony convictions, restraining orders, or mental illness cannot carry guns. Identifying them on the spot, police have said, will be difficult when they encounter someone with a gun. Mike Krauser, 105.9 WBBM.
The former principal of Brenneman Elementary School on the north side is pleading guilty to fraud charges.
Prosecutors say former principal Sarah Jackson Abedalaw conspired to scam CPS by setting up phony overtime claims. The Sun-Times says Abedalaw is one of six people charged in a scheme that cost CPS hundreds of thousands of dollars. The paper says Abedalaw and former assistant principal Jennifer McBride allegedly arranged for CPS to fund a fictitious summer school program at Brenneman so McBride could receive overtime for hours she did not work. Abedalaw is also said to be cooperating with the feds, which could help reduce her prison sentence. Keith Johnson, 105.9 WBBM.
The minimum wage officially goes up today in Chicago and parts of suburban Cook County. But just how much extra hourly workers will earn depends on where they work and other factors. Arise Chicago director Laura Garza says her group is spreading the word.
It's going to take a lot of education. It's a hot mess, to be honest with you. And there's a lot of work that we need to do with our elected officials to change this. It should not, you know, we should not have these rates throughout the entire state, you know, for that matter. It's confusing for workers, and that's why, unfortunately, some employers take advantage of the situation.
A new ordinance in Chicago also requires companies in certain industries to post work schedules 14 days in advance.
It's being called the Naperville Salute, a family-friendly celebration. Naperville officials say it's about saluting veterans, active military members, and first responders. The event starts today, happens through the 4th along Naperville's Riverwalk. Music, vendors of food, and kids' activities are planned.
A committee of the North Suburban Lake County Board has rejected a plan to repeal or suspend a 4 cent per gallon gas tax across the county. The Lake County News Sun reports county staff members received clarification from the Illinois Department of Revenue that a temporary suspension was not possible. Our top story this hour, Mayor Lori Lightfoot and more than a dozen members of the state's congressional delegation are working to make the case that the Chicago area should be home to a new $1 billion federal agency. It would focus on speeding up biomedical and health research that would be difficult to conduct through traditional means. WBBM's Mike Krause will have much more on this story coming up at 8:31.
Nearly 296,000 doses of monkeypox vaccine are being made available nationwide. Some of those are expected to arrive in Chicago. The city's health department says expanded testing capacity is being made available. Leaders want anyone with monkeypox or those at high risk of being exposed, including gay, bisexual, and other men who have sex with men and have been in an area with a monkeypox breakout. They want all those folks to get a vaccine as soon as it becomes available. The city health department says monkeypox can spread through contact with body fluids, monkeypox sores, or shared items such as clothing and bedding that have been contaminated with fluids or sores of a person with monkeypox.
Chicago police are investigating after the owner of a Jefferson Park business found swastikas painted on his store.
The owner of the Supreme Smoke Shop, Arkan Abu Hashish, says the swastikas were painted on the shop's back door, boarded up front door, and a street sign in the 4700 block of Milwaukee Avenue on Tuesday night. White supremacist graffiti also appeared at another nearby shop owned by people of color. As of yesterday, police had not made any arrests. Abu Hashish tells the Tribune he has a suspicion about who could have done it. Someone he refers to as a problematic former customer he believes is affiliated with a white supremacist gang. Bob Conway, 105.9 WBB.
Over 1,000 pedestrian safety projects are planned in Chicago. They're expected to be done by the end of next year.
You're seeing all of these things converging at the right time, in the right places.
From a streetscape project groundbreaking ceremony in Lakeview, CDOT Commissioner Gia Biaggi tells reporters that improvements over the next year and a half are part of an overall pivot by the city to more quickly respond to community street safety concerns.
We're making historic improvements to our protected bike lane network, upgrading all of our plastic delineated lanes. That's those plastic sticks. We're moving to concrete. That's the right thing to do.
Brandon Eisen, 105.9 WBBM.
The Evanston City Council has approved a proposal to allow owners of light vehicles with commercial markings to park them in front of their homes overnight. Currently, such vehicles are prohibited from parking overnight on blocks where more than half of the buildings are used for residential purposes. Evanston now reports the permit would apply to vehicles weighing 8,000 pounds or less.
A man in his late 20s is dead, a 29-year-old woman wounded in an overnight shooting in the Kenwood neighborhood. Police say they were shot around 10:40 last night near 46th and Ellis. Witnesses say the suspected gunman ran away before driving off in a gray SUV.
A 19-year-old West Chicago man who's accused of breaking into the Wheaton Public Library and stealing more than $1,100 from the coffee shop last month remains held on bail this morning in the DuPage County Jail. The Daily Herald reports Branford Yurko was out on bond for another case at the time of his arrest.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And
Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.